Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, third chapter, which is called Karma Yoga, and text number 22. Chapter 3 and text number 22. Name partasti kartavyam trishulokeshu kinchana nanavaptam avaptyavyam varta eva chakarmani. Please repeat. Name partasti kartavyam trishulokeshu kinchana nanavaptam avaptyavyam varta eva chakarmani. Name partasti kartavyam trishulokeshu kinchana nanavaptam avaptavyam varta eva chakarmani. Name partasti kartavyam trishulokeshu kinchana nanavaptam avaptavyam varta eva chakarmani. Somebody else? Nanavaptam avaptavyam. Na, not, me, mine, parta, O son of Prita, asti, there is, kartavyam, prescribed duty, trishu, in the tree, lokeshu, planetary systems, kinchana, any, na, nothing. Anavaptam, wanted. Avaptavyam, to be gained. Varte, I'm engaged. Eva, certainly. Cha, also. Karmani, in prescribed duty. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. O son of Prita, there is no work prescribed for me within all the three planetary systems, nor am I in want of anything, nor have I a need to obtain anything, and yet I am engaged in prescribed duties. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is described in the Vedic literature literatures as follows. Tam Ishvaranam Paramam Maheshwaram Tam Devatanam paramam chadaivatam patim patinam paramam para parastad vidam devam uvanesham idyam natasya karyam karanam chavidyate natat samash chabyadikash chadrishyate prasya shaktir vividaiva shruyate sabha viki gyana bala kriyacha. The Supreme Lord is the controller of all other controllers, and He is the greatest of all and the diverse planetary leaders. Of all the diverse planetary leaders, everyone is under His control. All entities are delegated with particular power only by the Supreme Lord. They are not supreme themselves. He is also worshipable by all demigods and is the supreme director of all directors. Therefore, He is transcendental to all kinds of material leaders and controllers and is worshipable by all. There is no one greater than Him, and He is the supreme cause of all causes. He does not possess a bodily form like that of an ordinary living entity. There is no difference between His body and His soul. He is absolute. All His senses are transcendental. Any one of His senses can perform the action of any other sense. Therefore, no one is greater than Him or equal to Him. His potencies are multifarious, and thus His deeds are automatically performed as a natural sequence. This is read from Shvetara Upanishad. Since everything is in full opulence in the personality of Godhead and is existing in full truth, there is no duty for the Supreme Personality of Godhead to perform. One who must receive the results of work has some designated duty, but one who has nothing to achieve within the three planetary system certainly has no duty. And yet Lord Krishna is engaged on the battlefield of Kurukshetra as the leader of the Kshatriyas, because the Kshatriyas are duty-bound to give protection to the distressed. Although He is above all the regulations of the revealed scriptures, He does not do anything that violates the revealed scriptures. Omagyanati mirandasya gyanajana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurve namaha shri chaitanya manobishtam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamscha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana ragunatam vitam sam sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Shcha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabando Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radha Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sintubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I'll just read once again the translation. O son of Prita, there is no work prescribed for me within all the three planetary systems, nor am I in want of anything, nor have I a need to obtain anything, and yet I am engaged in prescribed duties. So Krishna is saying here to Arjuna that even though he doesn't have to follow any rules and regulations, because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, still he is following them just to show the others the example how should they also act. For example, on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Krishna was with Kshatriyas together fighting against Kuravas, and so he was showing how to act accordingly to someone's prescribed duties. So Arjuna didn't want to fight in the first place, and he wanted to do meditation, go to the forest, and so on. But Krishna said that this is not his prescribed duty. He should fight because he is a kshatriya. So until one is not completely self-realized, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, one should still stay in Varnashrama Dharma and do his prescribed duties according to the nature of his body. So, also like Krishna showed example when he came like Rishabhadev, he also was following everything and so on. Also like Ramachandra, the greatest king of all, Krishna appeared as Ramachandra and he showed how to act as a real kshatriya and so on. So he was showing still by his example. So we should hear Krishna says that he is the controller of all other controllers. So as it is said, Prabhupada mentioned that if one really realizes three things, he knows everything. Is that you know that Krishna is the supreme controller of everything, then if you realize this, you will not anymore want to control something. Then you will know Krishna is the controller and I should just surrender to him in my heart, to Paramatma. Every minute, every second of our life, we should surrender to Paramatma and think of Krishna because he is just next to us as a super soul. So we should think about Paramatma and surrender to him and pray for his mercy so that he guide us. And so when we come on this platform, then we will not control anything anymore. The second one is that we understand that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. So we will not, like it is said, that if we satisfy Krishna, all the other souls will be automatically happy. It's like if you, for example, our body, if we give food to the belly, then our body will naturally be happy and we will be satisfied because the stomach will give the energy to the hands, legs and head and so on, right? So if we serve Krishna and satisfy his senses, automatically we will be satisfied and we will be happy. But if we go to satisfy our senses for our own enjoyment without doing it for Krishna or his devotees to please them, then actually we won't be happy. We'll be completely in Maya and this is not good. So these two things, that he is the supreme controller, supreme enjoyer, and the third one is that everybody knows that Krishna is the friend of all living entities. So, as I said, Krishna is in our heart and even Krishna is always with the soul. After the soul leaves the body, Krishna again appears next to the soul and goes on with the soul. So Krishna is always there, knowing what the soul is doing and so on. So if we just turn our face to our heart, to Paramatma, and pray to Paramatma that we really, really, really want to, you know, have a nice connection with Paramatma so that we can do our devotional service in a nice attitude, in a humble way, and pray to Paramatma that Paramatma leads us. So I wanted to mention a few more things that we're talking about karma yoga, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained that there is pure bhakti and there's mixed bhakti. One is called karma mishra bhakti, other one is called jnana mishra bhakti. This is mixed love. And pure love is called kevala bhakti. So this is pure love for Krishna. So mostly we are still performing jnana mishra bhakti or karma mishra bhakti. And by doing this, this is good way, of course, but it's not completely pure love. It's not Shuddha Bhakti. And we have to... Everything is depending on our Shraddha, on our faith. There are two kinds of Shraddha, material and weak, and another one is called transcendental and powerful. When we have unflinching faith in Krishna, that He is really the controller of everything, and that He is the enjoyer, and that He is our best friend. We should think of this every day. And think of ourselves as servants of Krishna. This is Sambandha. There is Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana. So when we understand, Sambandha is that we understand that we are eternal servants of Krishna. What is my relationship with Krishna? So I am Das, or Dasi. I am a servant of Krishna. And so I wanted to read something nice. It is from Srimad Bhagavatam. Very nice verse. From 10th canto. So it is said, the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are studied throughout the three Vedas, the Upanishads, the literature of Sankhya Yoga, and other Vaishnava literature. Yet Mother Yashoda considered that Supreme Person her ordinary child. So we can see that Mother Yashoda has Shuddha Bhakti, pure love. And there is a story. When Krishna went to Mathura, or was it Dwaraka? I don't remember, but he went there, and everyone was feeling the separation from Krishna. They were having pain in their heart when he left. The gopis became very thin, and they didn't eat, sleep, and drink anything. And so Krishna sent Uddhava with a letter to come to the gopis, Yashoda, Mata, and Nanda Maharaj, and so on. So he came there, and he started to... he came to talk with Nanda Maharaj. And Nanda Maharaj was also a very nice Vaishnava, but he was, as described, he was on Jnana Mishra Bhakti. He was not completely pure love for Krishna. He had Jnana Mishra Bhakti, so he had the knowledge of all the Vedic literatures, but he knew that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. So he came to Nanda Maharaj to make him, to cool him down, because he was also crying for Krishna and so on. So he came and he started to say that your Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and you don't have to worry, and so on. And then Nanda Maharaj said, no, you're wrong. How can Krishna be the Supreme Personality of Godhead? He's cheating, he's liar, he's stealing, and so on. So he said, Narayan is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has all the good qualities. Peaceful, he's not doing any sinful activities, all-powerful, and so on. So he said, in my Krishna, I cannot see these qualities. Even when he's hungry, if he doesn't get prasadam, he starts to cry. So what is this? This is not... So he was trying to explain it, and he couldn't explain it to Nanda Maharaj. And later on he said, okay, I accept it, but this is not helping me at all. Because he had pure love for Krishna, Shuddha Bhakti. So we should try also to develop this mood, to have a nice relationship with Paramatma and Krishna, and to have Shuddha Bhakti. So, I wanted to read more. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the purpose of studying the Vedas is to understand Him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to Sanatana Goswami that there are three purposes in the Vedas. One is to understand our relationship with Krishna, that is called Sambandha. Another is to act according to that relationship, Abhideya. And the third is to reach the ultimate goal, Prayojana. So everything starts with Sambandha. I'll read more. The word Prayojana means necessities. And the ultimate necessity is explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prema Pum Arto Mahan. The greatest necessity for a human being is the achievement of love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here we see that Mother Yashoda is on the highest stage of necessity, for she is completely absorbed in love for Krishna. In the beginning, the Vedic purpose is pursued in three ways, by Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, and Upashana Kanda. When one reaches the complete perfect stage of Upashanda Kanda, one comes to worship Narayana or Lord Vishnu. So when Parvati asked Lord Mahadeva, Lord Shiva, what is the best method of Upashana or worship, Lord Shiva answered, worship of Lord Vishnu is the highest stage of perfection as realized by Devaki. But here, Mother Yashoda performs no Upashana, for she has developed transcendental ecstatic love for Krishna. Therefore, her position is better than that of Devaki. In order to show this, Srila Vyasadeva enunciates this verse, Traya, Kupani, Sadibi, and so on. When a human being enters into the study of the Vedas to obtain vidya, knowledge, he begins to take part in human civilization. Then he advances further to study the Upanishads and gains Brahma-jnana, impersonal realization. This is Brahma-Buddha stage of the Absolute Truth. And then he advances still further to Sankhya Yoga in order to understand the Supreme Controller, who is indicated in Bhagavad Gita, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Param Bhavan, Purusham Satam. This read from 10th chapter, text 12. When one understands that Purusha, the Supreme Controller, to be Paramatma, one is engaged in the method of yoga. Jnanavastita tadgatena manasa pasyanti yam yoginam. Srimad Bhagavatam 12.13.1. But Mother Yashoda has surpassed all these stages. She has come to the platform of loving Krishna as her beloved child, and therefore she is accepted to be on the highest stage of spiritual realization. The Absolute Truth is realized in three futures: Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan iti sabjate. But she is in such ecstasy that she does not care to understand what is Brahman, what is Paramatma, or what is Bhagavan. Bhagavan has personally descended to become here her beloved child. Therefore, there is no comparison to Mother Yashoda's good fortune as declared by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Absolute Truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, may be realized in different stages, as the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita. As man surrenders unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O son of Prita. One may be a karmi, a jnani, a yogi, and then a bhakta or prema bhakta. But the ultimate stage of realization is prema bhakti, as actually demonstrated by Mother Yashoda. So this is read from 10th canto, 8:45. So here Prabhupada mentions that so there are three kinds of realizations. First becomes Brahman, realize ourselves as a soul. And after that comes Paramatma realization and then Bhagavan. So we should always try to think ourselves as a soul and think of Paramatma in our heart and really surrender to Paramatma as much as possible, until we don't get some really, really higher experience which will push us to really perform our prescribed duties in a loving mood. Not that we are pushing ourselves to chant 16 rounds or following four regulative principles or doing this or that. So we should pray to Krishna. As it is said, if we want to worship Shri Radha Krishna, we have to pray to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But if we want to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have to pray to Nityananda, because Nityananda is the most merciful personality. And so as mentioned here, Mata Yashoda has Shuddha Bhakti, pure love for Krishna. She doesn't care about Brahman realization, Paramatma, and so on. She's completely surrendered. And there's a nice story. When Krishna Gopal was playing with Mata, and he was starting to be very hungry. So he asked Mata, oh, I want to eat something. And then she went to get something, samosas and so on. So she gave him, and he was satisfied. So after half an hour, he again asked, oh, I'm hungry, I want to eat something, and so on. So she went to bring something else, And she was all the time, all the day running and bringing everything for her little Gopal. And even neighborhood were looking, people were looking, oh, she, what is she doing running all the time and so on. So she was taking care of little Gopal. And when it came time for sleeping, then Krishna would say, oh, Mata, please read me some story. And then she would read and so on until he doesn't fall asleep. So she was all the time taking care of him, constantly thinking of him and taking very nice care. So this is Shuddha Bhakti. And one day she was very, very tired. And Krishna was hungry and she brought him a few times to eat and so on. But when it came time for sleeping, Krishna said, please, Mata, can you please read me a nice story? And she said, oh, please, Gopal, today I'm very, very, very tired. And so she said like this, and she fell asleep. And Krishna wake her up, oh, Mata, Mata, please read me a story. And then she started to say something, and then she fell asleep again. And then little Gopal pushed her and said, Mata, Mata. He said, what's going on? And she, and his, Krishna Gopal said, there's a cat there, black cat, I'm very scared of it. Oh, don't bother that cat, she won't do anything to you, go to sleep. And then she fell asleep again. And then he was again, Mata, Mata, and pushing, and he said, what's going on? And little Gopal said, the cat is here, she's doing meow, meow, I'm very scared. And she said, oh, that cat will not do anything, please go to sleep. And then third time again, he said, I'm very scared, I'm very scared. And she became a little bit angry. And then she said, what kind of incarnation are you? What kind Bhagavan are you? You're scared of little cats? And she was, you know, she was angry at him. And then the relationship cut off. He was he didn't talk with her for a long time. And then Mata was upset. What's going on? Why is he not talking with me anymore? And she bring little Gopal to doctors. And then she asked, what is going on with my little Gopal? He doesn't talk anymore. He doesn't want to eat. He's not sleeping at all. What is going on? So the doctor said that... The doctor said that he's your little son. He's your little baby. And you should take care of him. And you responded very... in not a nice way. You said that your little Krishna is Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he is your little child. And you should take care of him and be nice to him and so on. So she realized that when the rasa stopped, the relationship cut off. So there was no any more Shuddha Bhakti. It stopped, the pure love for Krishna, because she was reacting like this. And so this is like example that we should really, really try our best to have a nice relationship with Krishna and Paramatma in our heart, so that we become purified. As mentioned here, there are three kinds of realizations. So first one is Brahman, that comes on the platform of Nishtha, when Brahma-Bhuta stage is attained. This means that one is liberated. No more passion and ignorance. And after that, Prabhupada mentions that at that stage is Madhyamadhikari, and there actually pure devotional service starts. Because until we are Kanishtha Adhikaris, we have some bhakti for Krishna, but it is not pure. It is Karma Misha Bhakti or Jnana Misha Bhakti. It's mixed love. But when we become liberated, Brahman realized, then we are actually the seed of bhakti, Lata Beach is... it is becoming to grow up nicely and so on. So we should nourish it. And so until we don't get there, we have to get purified by chanting the holy names and so on. But we should try our best to really, really cry, because we cannot chant pure name, Shuddha Nam. It is said if you chant Shuddha Nam, that... you will immediately see beautiful face of Shyama Sundar, and you will immediately become self-realized and so on. But we should at least avoid the chanting of Nama Aparada stage. And Nama Basa stage will bring us to that liberation where this bhakti will grow and so on. So this is Sambandha. We just have to have Shraddha, which is faith. Not material, weak, but transcendental and very powerful. So the whole process is about Shraddha. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, that from Shraddha to Nishtha is very difficult part. It's very difficult. And from Nishtha to Prema, it's very easy. Because we are liberated and we are transcendentally situated. And even when we go to sleep, we are still on this energy will be there, this transcendental platform, and so on. So this is Sambandha, that we understand what is our relationship with Krishna, that we understand that we are Das or Dasi, eternal servants of Krishna. So it's a little bit late, I'll stop here. Is there any question or commentary you would like to ask? Okay, thank you very much for listening. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Permanande.
Just got back. How do you make it work?